So, Mechanamik still with Hashem. So why do you say that Shechita has to be done with the Tahor, and therefore Smicha also? Why Shechita more than Smicha? Smar says yes, because Efshah the Mayel Yodei the Samach. Because for the Smicha alone, it would have been possible for him, the person that's Tomei, to be standing outside the Azara and just stick his hand inside and make the Smicha with his hand. And Mashmi all that Diyas the Niksas is Loishimei Diyas. Since your whole body did not come in, there would not be an Avera. Therefore, it's possible to make a smicha this way. And it says, if so, l'chura shchita nami, said the same sort of shchita also. L'chura efshe diyoved sakin arucha, it's possible to have a long knife. V'shocha, to make a shchita, even though you're tummy also. It's possible for the shchita to be outside the Yazarum and make a shchita with a long knife. So why do you say for sure a shchita has to be done with a person of Torah? Moses Hamani Shimena Timonhi. But Chizlai goes according to Shimena Timoni. The Tanya will not like this. The Shochat of Ben Hapokos Ne Hashem, that you have to make the Shechitlos Ne Hashem. So we dash in Veloi HaShechitlos Ne Hashem. The Shechit does not have to be inside the Azara. That's where the Tanakama dashes. But only the animal, the Shechit itself, has to be done with Ne Hashem, but not the Shechit. The Shechit, the person, does not have to be standing with Ne Hashem. However, Shimon HaTemoni Omer, Shimon HaTemoni says yes. Mina yin shiyu yodov shall Shechit lefnim min ha-nishchot. How do I know that hands of the Shechit should be lefnim min ha-nishchot, should be inside the animal, inside the Azara, closer than the animal is? In other words, the Shechit has to be inside also of Ne Hashem. Talmud Lema, this apostle says, V'shochat es ben ha-bokul of Ne Hashem. Shochat es ben ha-bokul yehei of Ne Hashem. That's the way he dashens. Apostle says, V'shochat es lav davka the shchit itself, but rather means the shochat, the one that's making the shchita. Shochat es ben ha-bokul, he also, yil of Ne Hashem, he also has to be in front of Hashem. So, kids, according to Shimon HaTemoni, pshita, the shochat has to be tor, because otherwise he cannot be inside the Azara. That's why according to Chizda, we make the limud smicha from shchita. Just like shchita, the shur has to be done with the person that's tahor, the same thing he holds also, the same thing he holds, that the smicha also has to be done with the person that's tahor. Now the Gemara says, Ma'ulu, and it says, Omer Rish Lakish, and then Rish Lakish, Tomei, Sheikhnis Yoda, Lefnim Leika. A person that's Tomei, if he just brings his hands, puts his hands inside the Azara, for this alone he gets Malkus. In other words, mix bia b'miksas is shmei bia. Shenema, because the pasuk says, b'chol kodesh loy siga. Any type of kodshim you should not touch loy siga. So the dashon is like this: makish bia l'negia. It makes hekish that a person that's tamei should not come into the base of mikdash. The same thing, they're not supposed to touch kodshim. Ma negia, the same way you're not supposed to touch kodshim. Mixas shmo negia, just touching a little bit of it. Rashi says negia stamba mixasi. Anytime when a person that's tamei, all he has to do is just touch part of the meat. If you touch just part of the meat, automatically all that meat becomes tamei. So a negia is always only the mixas. And so we make a hekish after dia the mixas shmo dia. The same thing if a person that's tamei, just by bringing your hands inside the azara, that's called the dia b'miksas, the shema dia. So for this alone, you would receive malchus. This is what Rosh Lakish holds. Eisvei Ravoishel Yula. So Ravoishel asked the question back to Ula. Again, this is what Ula said over the name of Rosh Lakish. So Ravoishel asked the question. It says, Alocho mitzvayro shechal shmini shaloi uliyoy stier of Pesach a mitzvayro that was tamei. So he has to wait 7 days till he has his taira. And then the 8th day, that's the day he brings his karbonis. So Mitzvah, Shechal, Shemini Shaloi, his 8th day, came out on Erev Pesach. And the raw carry, Boy Bayoim, today this Mitzvah sees carry, he has Tumas carry upon him. So Rashi says, today is the 8th day, really, for Ho Yulei Hayom Likonis Harabayis. Today he was supposed to come into the Harabayis, Lechalal Shar Nitner, into the opening of the Shar Nitner. That doesn't have that much kedusha, Therefore, the mitzvah is allowed to bring his hands inside there. And then the kohen will put on his bohinus and the shemen, and that would make him Torah. What happened was, this person now on the eighth day, for raw carry, he saw carry. He saw zera. Well, ba carry a nichnos larabayis. Now, ba carry as a tumor, he is not allowed to go into machna levia. He can't go into the harabayis. Could the Armenian be able to grow? Learned in the Gemara I'm talking. Zav the chozav the rabbis ba carry. Shemeshtaleh chutz l'shtei machnois. Well, ba carry and the zav has to go out not only for machna kuhuna, but even for machna levia also. So the solochur now he cannot come into the shar nikner. Like this, a mitzvah only has to be thrown out from machna kuhuna. That means only from the kotchim, from the azorah. But in the shar nikner is allowed to be. But now that it became about Kerala, the Chur is also to be by the Shar Nikner also. So what should this Mitzvah do? How could he receive his Torah today in order to be able to teach from the Korban Pesach tonight? So it says, the Lachah like this. So Roa Kerala by the Yom, for Tovel, and he went to the Mikvah today. The question is it full Yom? A full Yom usually you're not allowed to go into the Machna Leviya. So the special Lachah, Omri Chachom Nechom said over here, Afa Pi Shein Tful Yom Achar, Nichnas, even though another person has a tzvul yom, a regular bakeri, even though he went to the mikveh today, but before it becomes nighttime, he's not allowed to go into the harabayis. Why Rashi says, tiksov a tzvul yom, dezav kezav domi, that a tzvul yom, even though you went to the mikveh, but before harash shemesh, you have the lochas like a zav, or like a bakeri, that you're still not allowed to go into the azorah, or into harabayis. But here, this case is different. Then Nichnas Rashi says, "Umachnis Yodav Liazora." Here, this mitzvah is allowed to go in and put his hands inside the azora. Lita in midam osham or milug hashemin al bohenaisov. That the kohen is allowed to put on the hands, on the thumbs of this mitzvah from the dam osham and from the shemin. Kidei shi'itor, in order that this mitzvah should become tor, lecho pischol orav, that it should be able to eat from the korban pesach at night time. And we shachen li azora hayoim lishchoit v'lizrek olov, and therefore he'll send his korban pesach to be shechted today, and he'll be able to eat from it at night time. But the locher is avul hu lo yichnas lazora, but he himself is not allowed to go into the azora. He can only put his hands there. So it's full yom shenichnas azora the korus, because it's full yom that comes into the azora, he's chayav korus. So therefore, it's a special locher here that we said he's allowed to put his hands inside. That's all. He cannot walk inside, but he could just put his hands inside. That's what it said here. Again, the Gemara says, Om Rechachomim, Rechachom said over here, that Afa Fi Shein Tfu Yoyim Achar. Nichta, people know that Tfu Yoyim is not allowed to go in, but then Nichta. They say this Mitzvah is allowed to put his hands inside the Azor. Why? Mutev Yovoy Esei, Sheyesh by Chorus, the Yitzchi Esei, Shein by Chorus. It's Mutev that he should be able to mekayim the mitzvah festa of the Korban Pesach, because if you did not bring a Korban Pesach, you're over Chiyuv Koros, you're over Nifrasei, which you're Chiyuv Koros for. So therefore, we want to make sure this mitzvah would become Torah today, an Erev Pesach, that he should be able to eat from the meat from his Korban Pesach at night time. Therefore, it's mutter that this person should be able to bring his Korban Pesach, even though it means he has to be matcha this essay of Mishaleach Min HaMachne, which is not a Chiyuv Koros. Rashi says, "Sheyesh by Koros, the Yitzchesay, the Shluach Tameyim Arabayis, Shein by Koros, Shenon as Koros Elo, Michaimis Azor Lefnin." Like when you chayit Koros, only if you go inside the Machne Kula, inside the Azor itself. If you just go on the Harabayis, Machne Leviyo, for that you're not chayit Koros. So even though usually it's full Yom, is not supposed to go into the Harabayis, is the Mitzvah Esay, to stay away from the Machne Leviyo. But here, this Mitzvah, we tell him it's worth it for you to come into the Harabayis, come into the Shar Nikner, even though you're being over in Yisrael say, but it's Kedai, in order to be able to be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Sestai, the Korban Pesach. And Vaitir Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan holds, that Vaitir Rila Midiraisa, Filo Esai Envoy. I said there's not even a Yisrael say for this person to come into the Harabayis. There's not even an essay. Rashi says, "A filu essay ain boy tarabayis." A guy bit full yom. Tiksav at full yom dezav loud kezav domi. He reckon holds no. Even though his zav himself or about carry himself cannot come into the Harabayis, but if he went to the mikveh, he's only at full yoim, midirayis is allowed to come in. The Dirkman says, not even an Isser Asay. Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Vayam Moed Yoy Shofot, Tikal Yehud of Yushlayim, Bebeis Hashem, Lefnei HaChotzer HaChadosh, in front of the new Chotzer. The question is, what does it mean, my Chotzer HaChadosh? What's going on here? What type of new Chotzer is there? Is the Chotzer the Beis HaMikdash? It's not new. What does it mean, Chotzer HaChadosh? So this, Omer Yehud, the Dirkman says, what the Pshat in this Pasuk, and Bivri HaYomim is, that Shechidshu Bo Dvorim Harbe. They came and made a lot of chidushim here. That's what it means. But the Yamud Yoishofet, the Kal Yudu Bishlayim, the Reis Hashem, and in the Chotzer Chadosh, it means they were mechadish their new alochis about the Chotzer. The Yomun, they said then, that Tfu Yoim Yikornis the Machna Leviya, or Tfu Yoim should not come into the Machna Leviya. But that's the Zerim the Rabbonin. With the Rabbonin, they made up this alocha. But Midi Reisod, are you allowed to? That's what Rabbi Yochanan learns. Now, what's the kasha back to Ula? The question is like this. V'yamad, if you're going to tell me like Ula, like Rosh Lakish, that Bia b'miktas, Shmei Bia, that even just putting in your hands into the Azorah, is an Isser, that's an Isser, Yitichayev Korosfuo, if so, Heichi Mayo Yodeh b'bohenes, how is this Mitzvah allowed to come into the Shah Nikno, and then put his thumbs, put his hands inside the Azorah, in order that the Kohen could put from the Dam Hashem and the Shemen on his hands, but for him putting his thumbs inside the Azorah, he's doing over an Isser Asay, which Yechayev Koros for. To come into the Machna Kun, into the Azorah, Yechayev Koros. If so, Edi V'Edi Esser Shesh Bekorosu. Like, what's the problem here? If he doesn't become Tor, he won't be able to bring his Korban Pesach, which is also a Yechayev Koros. But by now, by coming into the Azorah, just putting your hands in, you're also over an Isser Asay, which Yechayev Koros. So my Yumahai Mahai, Havada than the Svara should be, do not bring your hands. Do not let this Mitzvah put his hands inside the Azorah. Do not do an Ukum V'yasei, but rather be a Shevi Atasei. So what's Shand is Bryce, the Chur Tekash, Shand Ulam Rosh Lakish. But according to you that you hold, be a B'nikta Shemei Diyah, so just by putting your hands inside the Azorah, you also Chayat Kars. So Havada than the Lakish should be that this Mitzvah should not be able to become Torah today on Erev Pesach. And the Brisa says, no, he's allowed to. The Chorus Mashma, that Bia B'miktas, is Loi Shemei Bia. Therefore, there's no Chiyuv Koros for him just to put his hands inside. Therefore, we say it's allowed to put his hands inside. The Chorus Akasha, Anula Marash Lakish. So when it says, Amalei said back to him, Mitunach, like, Rashi said, Mitunach is like from the weight, from the bundle. In other words, from the same bundle that you want to ask a question upon me, I'll give an answer. Then soon enough, from the same question you have against Rosh Hashanah, you've lost a lie. L'achbid achbid alecho. I'll also come and ask back to you in Mitzvah. That what? His answer, Rosh Hashanah, is going to be that here is the Gzeres HaKosev. Shehutra loy bia b'miktas enichnami. That here is a special Gzeres HaKosev that it's hutra for this Mitzvah to make a bia b'miktas. Even though usually be the mixas is also here it's muta. Shem chus tikapurimu. Who machnas yod labaynis will soon see why. He says why that lists the morph like this. Shani mitzvira like Una answers back like this. Mitzvira is different. Ha yovuhuta litzaratoi huta lakiriyof. Listen, before the mitzvira has his tyra, before the dam oshem or the shemen comes on his thumbs, he's also tummy. So Bechlal, a Mitzvah also has an Isser Koros not to come into the Azorah. So how Al-Tilchus Mitzvah is he allowed to ever put his hands inside the Azorah to receive the Dam and the Shemen? It's also a Chiyuv Koros. So what do you have to say? There's a special heter here. For the Torah was Mata the Mitzvah, true, he himself has to stand outside in the Shah Nikner. But the Torah gives a special heter of him to put his hands inside. So that's the Svarah, who holds, Ho Yuvuhut of the Tzaratah. Since there's a special heter now for this Bia B'niksas to become Torah from his Mitzvah, the Torah gives him a heter to bring his hands inside the Azorah. So once he has this heter for Hilchos Mitzvah, I'll tell you Hutra L'Kirov. The same thing now, I say Hutra. That once he's allowed to do it even though he is a Baal Keri also. The rest is Afu Tzvu Yoim Shakeri Shalai. Even though he's a Tzvu Yoim of the Keri, also it's Muta. Even though a regular Tzvu Yoim Taker, it's also. Even to make a Bia B'niksas. because we're going now like Ula and Rosh Lakish, be the next half Isha may be him. But by a Mitzvah, since there's a Hutra for him to do it, Machmas, the Isra, Mitzvah, now that he's both a Mitzvah and a Keri, it's still Bechal the Hutra. So that's the Torah, that's the Ula instance, though, it's not a Kasha from this Halacha of Mitzvah. Now, Omar Rabbi Yosef says, Kisava Ula, tell you Ula holds like this. Rashi doesn't mean Shmamina Medula. Rabbi Yosef is saying, I hear from Ula that he says what held the Ishtaril Ho. Ishtaril Ho, since there's a Hutta for Hilchas Mitzvah, it's also Hutta for Hilchas Tfulyayim of the Keri. If so, I hear from Ula that Reuben Zovin, the Nasu Tzmeyanesim, let's say Reuben, the Tibur was a Zav by Erev Pesach, the time to bring the Korban Pesach. And Lenitchas Tumaziv Etlan, there's no head to bring a Korban Pesach when you have Tumaziv on you. There's only a Hutra of Tumamase, not of Tumaziva. So I hear what's going to be of Reuben Zovin. Rove of Klai Yisrael has Tumazav on them on Erev Pesach. And then Zunasu Tumei Mesim, and then they also become Tumei Mesim by Vayim. Based on Erev Pesach now, Rove of the Tzibra has Tumas Mes on them. So I should say a Svaro of Ho Yiv Hutru Lutumason, Hutru Lizivosam. Sith Machmas Adin of Issa Tumas Mes. They're allowed to have the Korban Pesach brought. The Kanan to bring the Korban Pesach from them, even though they have a Tumah Zivra on them, I'll say Hutra, that also they're allowed to have the Korban Pesach brought. That's what Rabbi Yosef wanted to say according to Ula, that you say Hutra here also. On this note, Omalay Abaye says back, Midami, what does one have to do with the other? Tumah Ishtaria, Ziva Lo Ishtaria. I'll tell you, Tumah is Muta. Rashi says, Shebuach Reina, that came last, so true, the Hilchas Tumas Mei should be Hutra. But Ziva Rishayna Medicine Koyma, that came first. So since it came first, there's no Hutra on that. Like the Locha was, this Korban Pesach should be Nitka, the Pesach Sheini, because the Sibra Tumas Zav on them. But since the race capacity, the Red, it has to be pushed off, the fact that it became a Tumas Mei later cannot save them. And Rashi says, Loidom Milum Tumas, not them to allocate before them in Tayra. Dorsa Mikul Mei Mamigo. Why the Kamaisalay have a Yasivulay Basraisalay Khamirlocha? There I can say that first he was a Mitzvah. So the Tumas Mitzvah, it's Hutra for him to put his hands inside the Azura. So once the Heter was called, it doesn't go off. Even though it became a Balkari, it would not go off. But here, the Kriyasa was first a Tumazav. And Tumazav has no Hutra. Maybe it's Nitche that this Korban should be brought in Pesach Sheni. They have no right to bring the Korban in Pesach Rishon. Those people did get the Pesach Sheni. So therefore, like Rabbi continues and says that maybe we have the Gerus Amalei, the Bachelor takes it out. What he meant to say was, Dilma, Rabbi says that maybe, Hochi Kamamah, this is what he meant to say. In the case of Rubam Tumei Mason, that's the robe of the Tzibon era of Pesach was Tamimais. And then Venasu Zovin, then most of the Tzibon had Tumazav on them, here would be Hoyovu Hutra Litumoson. Since at the beginning of the day, even though they were tummy, it was a Hutra Chal that they were allowed to bring the Korban Pesach of Tumas Meis. Even though later on they also have a Tumas Zipra on them, the Heta does not go away, and we say still they're allowed to bring the Korban. Or Malay, so he answered back, Rav Yosef said back, or Malay, true, or Malay in, that's what I meant to say, it's true, this Zik I meant to say, according to law, this halacha should come out. This is the way I meant to say. So Amalei, so now we should be gross. Amalei, so Abaye said back, the Akati still loidami, still there's a big difference. Mitzvah heterahu katadami, Mitzvah heterahu hoyovi ishtri. Maybe by a Mitzvah, it's mamish hutra. The Torah tells them like that's the mitzvah lechatchila. On the eighth day, you have to come into the Shah Nikner and put your hands inside the Azara. It's mamish hutra for the Mitzvah. Like Rashi says, Behete Gomor, Gozu Olav Torah, Biyat Mikzas. The Torah tells the Mitzvah on the eighth day, come in and make a Biyat Mikzas. So therefore we say, Hoyo V'yishtri Yishtri. Maybe you only hear this Ula say, this Svar of Hoyo V'yishtri Yishtri. Ma'ashen Kein Tuma, Tuchuihi, for that that there's a loch of robe of the Tzivra's tummy. They're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach. It's only Tuchuihi, it's a Dichui. We say you're allowed to do it. But it's not like Kutzka, it's not like a Tchila, that's the way it's supposed to be done. Avad L'Tchila, you're not supposed to be Tamei altogether. So Lu Yitzu, we find the Klai Yisrael, to be Tamei, there's a Dekuya, there's a Din, you're allowed to bring Korban Pesach. If so, maybe lo itchi, lo lo yitchi. Maybe here it's hut, it's bechuya for tumas meis. But later they become a tumas zav. Maybe there it's not dochui. Therefore, we have no proof of mula that we agree to this halacha. Omale Rava says back, no, adarabba, just the opposite. Ipcha mistavra, the svar is just the opposite. I'll tell you, mitzayra is heterahu. Maybe mitzayra, since the Torah gave a special heter, the Torah spoke about a mitzayra to say, he alone, he's allowed to bring his hairs inside. So svar maybe is, lehor ishtarya, ulhor lo ishtari. Maybe the Torah only gave a heter, a regular mitzayra, where he has no tumas zav on him at all, where he's not about carry at all. Him the Torah says he's allowed to put his hands inside. But maybe if there's another tumah, he's a full yom of his carry, maybe he has no heter to put his hands inside. Mashen came tumah by the pasha that the tzibur is tumah, they bring the korban pesach, tumah to chuyuhu. It's like a dichuy, the Torah says, if you tell me you're allowed to, you can do it now. If so, maybe here I would say a swell, like even though really, tumah is not supposed to be brought, but when the tzibur is tumah, you're allowed to, so I'll tell you the Torah, Mali chodichoy, mali shtey dechuyis, what would be the difference? So therefore the Chura rather wants to say that the Rabbi Yosef made a diyak from Mullah would be a good diyak. That Madach Ullah said this for Hutra by Mitzayra, which is Hutra from the Torah, so for sure there'd be a Svar from Hoyle Vishtari Yishtari by Tumas Meis, that the Tziva was first, right Tziva was Tumas Meis near a Pesach, and then they became Tumas Zav, and if I'm a Rabbi Yosef's diyak is right, that according to law, they would be allowed to bring the korban. Gemara says, Mechlal, a kopon, it's a proof from over here, Mechlal, this havayu svirlu, tumma dechuyi b'tzibur.